I'm supporting goal number 4 and 7. Goal number 4 is quality education, and number 7 is affordable and clean energy.
And how does your work feed into those goals?
Yes, my organization is a digital institute for educating and providing training to the rural communities, and I'm implementing digital technology. It's very innovative. I'm using this technology as methods to improve the standard of the education, and I'm also researching on clean energy technologies. I'm researching on solar photovoltaic and wind energy, and I'm trying to come up with a feasible solution to help our poor farmers in our communities.
How difficult is it to explain all these complicated technologies to those farmers and to young people generally?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think so they have to understand the, you know, like, details of the technology, but they just need to realize that in what ways the technology can change their life, the work they're doing, because there are many off-grid areas in my country, like, they hardly can cultivate their lands, especially during the peak seasons. So, like, they face a lot of problems during that because of not having electricity when they need it. So I'm just going to make them realize that how renewable energy or clean energy technology can, you know, help them with this.
Is that an easy task?
They don't have education, they don't have proper background. So you got to take a lot of effort while explaining this to them. Yeah, that's not easy actually, but I'm trying to do that. I mean, to my best effort.
And how does it feel to be an SDG young leader?
It feels great. I mean, now I feel more committed to my work. I feel more responsible. And now I have got the platform where I can, you know, like, convey the messages of, you know, what's going around the world, what are the global goals, and I can make people aware of that. And I can engage the young people, you know, in realizing these global goals. It feels great.